The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantenradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Continue. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/TheShiningWizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
All right, this is Michael Bennett, and you're listening to the Shining Wizard Podcast. Check them out. They love Ace Ventura, and they're diehard Patriots fans.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's up?
Very aggressive.
Yeah. That's
I apologize.
Now we're good.
Apologize for that.
Welcome to another episode of The Shining Wizards, where we are here on a Tuesday night. I'm flanked by my brother, Shining Wizards Kevin, who just dropped the Bret Hart's Bendem.
I just like his younger brother, just dropped him. Just dropped him like it was hot.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. Oh man. Sorry, Bret. Oof.
Oh, God, you start off on fire with that, though.
Yeah,
turning back.
No turning back at all. Like the new setup with the figures around, little swag for the studio.
Yeah, you know, a little something different for Studio B, something to set it apart from Studio A.
Very, very eccentric.
Yeah, I figured I would break it. All my wrestling figures are away in storage because they're all loose because I'm not one of those people who could not open them and play with them.
Oh, of course. We talk about that all the time. I still play with my action figures. Yes, I do. Not even ashamed. Not even a little bit. Was the camera on me at that point or no?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Okay, great. Fantastic.
But, it was
hitting all cylinders.
It didn't
zoom in.
I did not zoom it in.
Okay, that's fine.
There's two of us tonight, so I don't know what Eddie's situation is.
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
He's got a mic and some headphones, though, some cans.
The role of Eddie will be played by Doink the Clown.
Yes,
tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Matt Bourne is doing all the work.
Matt Bourne is moonlighting as a action figure clown of his former self because he is dead.
Yeah, but I was going to break out a bunch of figures and put the ring on the table.
I would not get anything accomplished on this show if there was a ring and action figures here.
No shit. Huh?
It would be you doing the show by yourself.
Well, I'll tell you why. Friend of the show, Pat Cobb, who's done a couple shows, is into his parents got him like a bin of like broken G.I. Joes. So he
must have been so thrilled.
Well, he was, because all that was missing, they weren't broken, but the rubber band had deteriorated that holds them together.
Yes.
So he went to a toy show on Sunday in Wayne.
There was a toy show in Wayne?
Yes.
On Sunday?
Yes.
Ah!
And he told me there were guys with tons of wrestling figures. Hasbro's
son
in the...
Son of a bitch.
In the, well, you know they do one down here.
In Parsippany, yeah.
Tons of Hasbro's in mint on the card. I didn't ask pricing.
I would have spent all my money.
Yeah. So I started looking on eBay.
Know what I would do, though? Sorry to cut you off. I'd try to find, like, the bargain bin of the ones that are already, like, open and just in a big tub that are just, like, $2, take what you want. Just so I would get all the ones that I don't have and just add them to my action figure roster for my WrestleMania. Figure Mania, we'll call it. We'll call it Figure Mania. So anyway, I interrupted you.
No, so that's that. I set up, and then I was like, fuck, I don't have enough time to go get my figures. But then I started looking at figures on eBay, fucking Hasbro's, Mint on the card. It's a dangerous, dangerous road.
It's what you would call a rabbit hole of collecting.
My wife would stab me to death.
But like, all right, I think I've told this story ad nauseum on this show, but I lost my LJNs. At a very young age, I went on vacation with my family to Wildwood. I lent them to my neighbor, who in turn lent them to a friend, and I never saw them again. So, like, I have been I have, like, a few, like, beat-up, like, ones. I think I still have, like, my Ken Batera or my Mr. Fuji and my SD Jones. But, like, the good, like, chunk of them, like, my King Kong Bundy, my Big Boss Man, my Brutus, you know, the Sheik, Volkoff. Well, I had them. I had Greg Valentine, Ricky Steamboat. Tito Santana, I had them all. Just, well, not them all, but I had Rick Rude, Blackheart, Rick Rude. So, and I just never saw them again. So every now and then I'll go to eBay and check out the lots. But over the years, man, the lots have been deteriorating. They're not as good as they used to be. And they're a lot more expensive.
Yeah, I feel like eBay's not the way to go anymore.
No.
Because Pat was telling me he didn't have a lot of LJNs. There was loose ones, this one guy. Hasbro's on the card, a lot of Jacks.
Jacks were probably my favorite in terms of, like, maneuverability, in terms of, like, what you could actually do with them. Like, if you were, like, playing with them, like, yeah. We marks do.
Well, you went from the large rubber LJNs, which you couldn't really do
anything
much,
with,
to the Hasbro's, which several of them had maybe one to two moves.
Yeah.
Like
there were four, like, standard, like, Hasbro, like, poses. It was, like, the long, like, straight arm to you pull back with the spring and you punch. There was the gorilla press. There was this one, like,
like that.
Uh-huh. And then there was the jumper that was, like, Ultimate Warrior, the Snuka, the Kamala, Samu was one of them. And then you had your occasional, like, Honky Tonk Man or your Ric Flair or Rick Rude that was kind of just like that.
Yes, so. and you could put the arm down.
Yeah, yeah.
So they could do a headlock, maybe.
Yeah, headlock. Yeah, exactly. That was the whole. It was. Remember when they used to have their, like, fake ass names of, like, the moves that you were supposed to be able to do with them? It was like the Rude, like, I don't know, Noogie. I don't know, some weird shit like that.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I was looking at them and I hadn't noticed, but a lot of the cheaper Hasbro Mint on cards on eBay were in Spanish.
Ah.
So it was regular, and then in regular package, but then...
How do you say gorilla press in Spanish?
I'd have to look on eBay.
Hmm. Orangutan slammer. Orangutan.
Yes, I agree. Bone Cruncher, Jax, that line that came out was much more than we'd ever experienced as wrestling fans.
Yeah. They were... I think the kids today have it awful. I think the Mattel ones now are brutal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, they're tall, they're like... Kind of not. They're like fucking. They're all the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
Huh.
I feel like
I got a bunch of them. I never opened them though.
All the ones from the Jax. The Jax were the best ones. I think the Bone Crunchers were absolutely by far the best ones. If you were taking them out like a fucking 5-year-old and playing with them, which I do. So
Presa de Gorilla.
Ah, I see.
It's one of our... One
today
of our
on... El, how do you say stars? Estrellas de Lucha. Perroz. What is it? Gorilla?
It's gone now. It popped up on that.
Orangutan Slammer. Yes, Perroz. And Heavy Metal.
And then we got these Bendoms.
Yeah, Bendoms are pretty badass. These are in really good condition.
Yeah, I got these from Jamie Miller.
Good old Jamie Miller. Is he the only one in the live... feed right now?
There's two people watching.
Ah, good for you.
Thanks for watching and your support.
You're almost as pathetic as we are.
We're up to four now.
Ah, look at that.
It's coming. It takes time to build an audience.
I do. I also like how you play.
Presa de Gorilla.
Ah, sí, yes. Today on Estrellas de Lucha, Perroz versus Heavy Metal in a Presa de Gorilla Slam Orangutan Match.
Presa de Gorilla Slam Orangutan.
Slam-a-tang. Tangerang. Tangeray.
I didn't have these gimmicks, though.
I didn't really have Bendems. I wasn't a fan of them growing up. Because, like, again, they're like, what can you do with them?
You bend them.
I get that. Thank you. I don't want to ruin them. These are borderline mint condition.
I don't know. Luger looks like he's been beat up enough.
Luger looks like Boomer Esiason. I do have a bone to pick with you playing the fucking Mike Bennett liner 2 days after the goddamn Patriots won the Super Bowl.
That was the point of it.
I get it. You're a very smart man. But to imply that, even to joke of the fact that you, a Miami Dolphins fan, myself, America's team, a New York Jets fan.
Wow. You just New York Jets ripped fan. Off the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, but America's team, the New York Jets. And to even joke about being a Patriots fan so close to after they won the Super Bowl is a little fucked up and miracle. I'm a little upset. A little upset at you and the miracle.
I mean, I was just being clever. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it still hurts. It's too soon, man. I hate the Patriots more than life its fucking self.
To just end the figure conversation, there were also those weird before somewhere in between the LJNs and the Hasbros, there were the weird like AWA like He-Man figures.
Like their head was like a fucking pincushion. You could just like chew it. Yes. Yeah, it was a rubber head. And like the plastic, they weren't bad actually. I actually had Dan Fitzpatrick name job, my good buddy, got me the fabulous Freebirds one of those. It was Michael Hayes and Jimmy Jam Garvin.
I found the they did like a fucking flea market across the street. There was like a beat up Road Warrior. Just one of them though.
Just
only
one.
Bunch of horse shit that was.
I will gladly accept if anyone listening or anyone has friends that are not wrestling fans that just have a bin of LJNs or Bone Crunchers or Hasbros that they don't want. And basically, I'll just be like Matt, and you could put them in storage, but instead, storage would be my bedroom. You know what I mean? I'll just watch them for you. They might not be in as great a shape as you left them when you get them back, but I just think that's a good donate. Your action figures to Shining Wizards, Kevin.
Go for it.
I mean, come on. Someone out there listening in Radio Land has to have a friend or relative that has no wrestling emotion whatsoever, but has a box of these figures laying around.
Or like a younger sibling who was like into it, but now they're like 13 and they just play Call of Duty and think wrestling is gay.
Yeah. So, but that younger sibling wouldn't have the action figures I'm looking for.
That's true.
He would
have. I mean, they could have been passed down, though.
If they were passed down, if they were hand-me-downs, then hand them down to me.
Hand them down to Kevin.
That's what I'm talking about, bitches.
Well, we are on the road to WrestleMania.
Yes, and I am pumped.
Are you?
Yes, because it's all becoming real to me now because I booked the flight. I booked the hotel room. I'm going to Orlando Wednesday to Monday. I can't wait. WrestlePro, Evolve, WrestleCon, I am in it. I am pumped. It's
Kevin,
real.
That's
nice. It's getting real, brother.
Good for you.
Yes, I'm excited. First flight I ever booked for myself.
Wow.
Crazy. It's pretty pathetic. I'm 33 years old.
Yeah, you got to start adulting at some point.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, all right.
That's
yes.
a rarity.
No, yeah, I don't do it very often. I'm sitting here with a Twisted Tea and a Bret Hart Stretchem figure in front of me.
I bet you you're happier than a lot of other fucking people.
Goddamn right. I am happy. Don't judge me.
Keep pointing at the camera. I feel like I should have it on you at all times.
I'm very aggressive. A lot is coming out right now.
Clearly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So biggest news of the week since we last were in Studio B with Fala Ba, which you can listen to at shiningwizards.com.
Don't do it.
I'll turn your mic off.
I
got my balls busted for the fucking name of the episode by fucking Blind as a Bat Tony.
What was the name of the episode?
The Royal Rumble.
Oh, Fallout? Fallout?
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's genius.
He's not even fucking here. I got his shitty...
Yeah, fuck you, Tony.
Shitty fucking Impact. Meh. 13 minutes of dog shit.
That's the highlight of my day.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
That's his meh TNA is probably the reason why we have to do bonus coverage just for the podcast, because it takes up a half hour.
People love it.
It's brilliant. Brilliantly done, Tony.
People should be happy with it.
Should get like a what's like a podcast award, like the equivalent, like an Emmy or a Grammy, a potty,
potty,
a potty, Yes. Go. You should get a potty for your Matt TNA because your rants are the shit. See what I did there?
TNA is pretty shitty.
Yeah, and TNA is the shits too. The drizzling of the drizzling variety.
Well, we'll get there at some point. We'll
yes.
get on down the road. The rabbit hole,
ooh,
as we like to say. SmackDown. I caught up on my SmackDown.
What about the news?
Oh,
the news.
You're right. Rollins.
Yes. Terrible.
Terrible.
It's Charles Barkley. But
attacked by Samoa Joe at the end of Raw last week. And then Wednesday morning, WWE, you have the app on your phone?
Yeah, but I don't get notifications.
Okay, I get the notifications. So you get
a notification. Not a fucking mark.
I am. So you get a notification like that, and you're like, ah, it's a fucking, they're going to, this is a work. It's always a work. When you think you know wrestling, like I pretend to know about wrestling.
We know nothing.
In the grand scheme of things, we're in it enough, but we don't even, it's like the tip of the iceberg. That's as much as we know.
Know nothing.
So I was like, this is a work. This has to be a work. It's Mania season. This is what they do to us. They work us during Mania season. And then as the hours went by, more reports were coming out. And then Seth Rollins finally put a picture up on Twitter of his knee with all the gimmicks attached to it. I've never had a knee injury, thank God.
Ah, knock on wood. Where's the wood here?
Somewhere. There you knock go. On your head.
Knock on my dick.
Oh, shit. That's
oh, shit.
A little weird with just two dudes and a bunch of
victims. Action figures.
So,
hey, doink, knock on my dick. Doink. All right.
So we are led into this weird gray area now where he's going to be out. They said 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I heard there's still hopes that
well,
he'll,
6 to 8
he'll
weeks
work.
Puts him right at.
WrestleMania is that far away?
It was 60
Fuck.
Something days.
Oh, son of a bitch.
When the Rumble ended. All 9 right. weeks away, something like that.
What do you know?
So 6 to 8 weeks, and I mean, he's a fucking machine. He wants to get back. But leading up to last night, Michael Cole mentioned it on Raw that he was going to be out for 8 weeks, and they play up that he might not wrestle at Mania. But Brian Alvarez is reporting that today.
Today,
without
today,
any setbacks, today. It should be Seth Rollins
at Figure Mania.
Triple H at Figure Mania.
Ah, all right, we know the main event of Figure Mania. Triple H.
But some of the reports during the week as to what they were going to do.
What are
very
you gonna
interesting.
Do?
Did you hear any of the possible?
I heard Triple H, Shane McMahon, and I was hoping. I'm hoping what they wouldn't do is just pull the trigger and do Triple H Samoa Joe, but that's I never heard the Samoa Joe one. That was just my own little thing.
Yeah, I read about that too. That
that was being considered. It like that's what you like. I guess the situation if Rollins can't work, that is like what you can do. But I was really hoping that they wouldn't. But and I also don't want to see Triple H Shane McMahon.
I want to see no part of Shane McMahon in any match.
I agree.
So that was how the week started, which is kind of
sucky.
It's sucky, and it puts you as a wrestling fan because everyone wants to book everything.
What about Finn? Were they talking about Finn Triple H at all?
No, they were not. But reports are that Finn is ahead of schedule. He said he wanted to be back by Mania. They're saying late February, early March.
So
they could.
Would that be Fastlane?
Yes. So they could. I mean, essentially, if there's a setback for Rollins, if he can't, if he's behind or he's they're just worried about him risking permanent damage or another injury, then I could see them finding, you know, Finn Joe. I mean, they have a history from NXT.
Yeah, that would probably pop the it's an open stadium, I think, right? Orlando? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think it
but
is.
But that would pop the roof off the place.
It's not a bad match either, you know. I mean, they have and we can get into it later. Right now there's 10 matches that are slated for WrestleMania 33. Down goes Brett.
Yeah.
Down goes Brett. So I don't, you know, it's
a lot of time.
No match is going to be bigger than some of the matches they have set up, and we'll get into that later. So Rollins hurt. SmackDown, did you get a chance to watch any SmackDown last week?
No. Oh, wait, was last week the – was that like the tag team brawl that erupted?
Yes.
And
why do you have to start with the worst part of the show?
Because that's the part that I care the most about, believe it or not.
Really?
Not really, but they never put Brian Myers on TV, so I can't care about that.
Fair enough. Duly noted.
Yeah. And that was, what, Ambrose Miz? Or
yes.
Yeah, it was,
Ambrose,
right?
Miz. No, Ambrose Styles.
Ambrose Styles, yeah.
With Miz and Corbin at the commentator's table.
Yeah, all right. I did watch SmackDown then, yes.
Cena opens with a promo.
Takes a little while for the old memory to get jogged.
Fair enough. Cena opens with a great promo. Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton interrupt, and they're going to attack him. They get in between the ropes.
Luke
Harper shows up, which is genius. The writing, the storylines, I'm much more intrigued with what they're doing on SmackDown than Monday Night Raw. And maybe it's because it's a two-hour show versus a three-hour show. I've been watching Raw for the past month and a half, and sometimes it's real hard to get through Monday Night Raw.
So
they set that up really cool, and Luke Harper clearly wants to get to Randy Orton, but he's still intimidated by Bray Wyatt, so they play that up really nice. Anytime Bray got in the ring with Luke, Luke would just walk over and tag John Cena, and Cena eats an RKO and gets pinned.
They're actually fighting tonight, Cena and Orton.
Yes, that is the main event of SmackDown going into Elimination Chamber this Sunday. A couple things I like. Dolph Ziggler, what they're doing with him. They've actually given Apollo Crews something to do. It might not be super high profile, but at least he's in some kind of storyline. Dolph's a jerk off. He's aggressive. He's angry.
I guess this is just a point where Ziggler is now being used to help give other guys something to do. Because Ziggler, everyone is... they still want him to be in the main event. We have to come to the realization that that's not happening anymore.
I mean, maybe this is just a situation where we need to build stars.
Yeah, what Ziggler should be doing. That he's been there forever.
Comes back around and
it could come back.
And you know, because SmackDown is lacking that star power, and they made some moves at the Royal Rumble. Baron Corbin eliminating Strowman was helpful to establish Baron Corbin as a big guy, Strowman's a fucking machine, but Baron Corbin eliminated him from the Rumble.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I highly doubt people are only watching Raw, but that's a pretty big deal if you eliminate Braun Strowman at the Rumble.
Back going back to Yuhu, he hasn't been getting really that great reactions though, has he?
I don't think they've really been using him.
Right, but like even with Ziggler as a heel, are people still cheering Ziggler? Have you picked up on that at all?
It's mixed.
Yeah.
I mean, you put him in the ring with fucking Kalisto.
Yeah, well, that's another point, is that you have a guy who's heel now, and then you're putting him with guys that you haven't booked well at all that no one gives a shit about. So how are you going to have your babyface get babyface reactions against a guy who's been one of your hottest babyfaces forever, and now he's paired with two people that you've never done anything with? So the fans are not emotionally invested in your babyface going against a guy that they've been cheering for 5 years, like, straight. So it's tough, but hopefully it works because Yuhu Nation is awesome. And of course, that is Apollo Crews, who we jokingly refer to as Yuhu Nation.
Did Ziggler get a good response when he was a heel with Vicky?
Well, Vicky got a great response.
Heat-wise.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And no, Ziggler was not liked at all. So, but then he had been when they turned him babyface. He was more popular than dude. Were you at the Raw with us?
I was
when
not.
You were not when he cashed in. Biggest pop I ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
live. Bigger than, well, maybe not bigger than Triple H's, but pretty close. So I mean, he was on fire. But again, it's you have a guy who was given a stop and start push to basically his whole career. He was an over babyface, and now you're putting him in with these two guys or Apollo Crews who has been meddling around on main event, and now it's better than nothing. It's a start to try to push Apollo Crews and mend some of his, you know, for lack of a better word, uselessness for a while. So hopefully it works out. And do they have a match at the pay-per-view yet? That hasn't been announced, has it?
No, nothing yet.
Probably sure. Tonight, because Tuesday is card's looking pretty weak.
Pre-show. Card's not looking terrible.
It's a little bizarre.
I can get behind what they're doing with Naomi. And
I bet you can get behind Naomi.
Fuck Naomi.
I'd get behind Naomi.
Oof. I love when she's on Total Divas and she talks.
Now you gotta bring it to fucking Total Divas.
Well, she talks about her cookie all the time, bro.
Her cookie? Is that what they calls her? Her vajazz?
Yeah.
Vajazz. Is it oatmeal raisin? Is it chocolate chip?
I never asked.
Is it snickerdoodle?
Well, let's go ahead.
Her cookie.
Her cookie, huh?
Her fucking outfit is tasty.
Get that cookie stretched.
Tasty as fuck.
No, she's fantastic. She's hot as shit.
I like what they're doing with her and Alexa Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
I could give a shit less about Becky Lynch and fucking Mickie James.
Oh, I can't do it. I wish Eddie was here to do his Becky Lynch impression.
Feel the glow. That's what Naomi's thing. Feel the glow.
Oh, yeah, because she's like a techno dancer.
Yeah, which is cool. But then Becky Lynch, like... She was like, feel the fire? I don't know. It was something goofy, and I was like, ugh.
Feel the fire of my crotch.
She's fucking awful. She's atrocious. And then that those two fucking green as goose shit retards fucking American Alpha.
No, they're awesome.
Oh, my God. The fucking promo was atrocious.
The promo?
There's nobody... We've been champions for like weeks, we're gonna challenge, open challenge.
Is it like Kalisto bad?
It was bad. It was so bad. Mm. And then they come out, open challenge. The Usos come out. I'm like, okay, I can get behind this. I like the Usos. They're fucking. They got a new look. They're badass. And every other fucking tag team comes out. They have a huge brawl, and then they go to break, and they come back, and they're still a huge brawl.
No, aren't they in a match at that point?
They were still brawling. Yeah. I kind of faded at this point, so I don't even think there was a match.
I think there was, wasn't there?
I think there was just a giant brawl.
Oh, then they announced Turmoil?
At an Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
I
feel like they do that match every week. There's always some giant tag match between the teams.
I can't believe they pulled the Ascension out.
Why can't you believe that?
I didn't even realize they were still on TV.
Oh, you mean I thought you said they were pulled out of the match.
Oh, no, I could believe that.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm
saying.
The
Ascension's got more TV time than Brian Myers.
Oh, that's such a shame. We got to start a petition.
Right? Change.org?
Or like a hashtag.
Hashtag.
Face the facts. You put Brian Myers on TV. The hashtag will be more than 140 characters. Hashtag push Kurt Hawkins
Hawkins. We keep calling fucking Brian Myers like a bunch of fucking tool...
Insider fucking marks.
Like a bunch of tool bags.
What was last week's date, the 31st?
Yes.
Let's see here. Let's see if I can find this promo.
See if you can find that promo. And then AJ Dean was exactly what you expected. The Miz being on commentary was great. Baron Corbin, not so much. He didn't need to be there doing commentary. He could have just interfered from the back.
Baron Corbin Bernstein.
I love SmackDown. I can't wait to watch tonight. Here's something we didn't touch upon last week, and maybe you would like to talk about it again. John Cena wins number 16.
Yeah.
Right? And then we're talking... What they're saying, rumor around the offices, he's not walking out of the Elimination Chamber as the champion.
That's the scuttlebutt.
And have you heard what they're looking to do with him at Mania?
Mixed tag match?
Yes.
Do it.
I'm all for the mixed
tag. Do it.
I just don't understand. Because you took the belt off of AJ to give Cena number 16 just to have him drop it to Bray?
I'm okay with John Cena as a transitional champ.
I don't mind him being a transitional champ, but I just feel like it's number 16.
I do mind that they took it off AJ Styles.
I don't like that. And then, so you're going to take it off of AJ, you're going to do the Elimination Chamber, and then from there, Cena's going to go into some goofy mixed tag with Nikki Bella, where, rumor has it, after the match, he's going to propose to her, and she's going to retire.
Wait. They're working a wedding angle?
If this all goes back to Total Divas, Kevin. If you watch Total Divas.
So I have to watch Total Divas to keep up with my WWE storyline. No. You know what? The sad thing is that's probably true.
You don't. But the one of the main focuses that Brie loves to bring up with Nikki is that John Cena doesn't want to get married. That's like his thing.
Good for him.
He made her sign like this crazy legal document to live in the house.
A prenup, right? Is that what they're
Yeah. Calling? Well, they're not. You have to be married to sign a prenup.
Ah, very
it's
good
pretty
point.
Much like
very good point.
You live here, but if something goes wrong, you have 3 days to get all your shit. Your shit.
Get
not
the
my
fuck
shit.
Out.
Your shit.
Get your Bendems, get your LJN figures, and your Hasbros. Get them the fuck out of here.
Hit the bricks, big tits. Hit the bricks. So it's an ongoing theme in Total Divas. John Cena doesn't want to get married, but Nikki Bella keeps putting on the pressure. And then Brie's trying to get pregnant, but Nikki wants kids. She wants kids bad, but John doesn't want kids because he's dealing with those retard Make-A-Wish kids all the time.
Oh.
It's like, fuck that noise. I don't need to be cleaning up vomit and shit all the time. So then Brie is just riding Nikki hard, and then there's... So, long story short.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rumor that they're going to mix this in. John's finally going to propose. Like, real life, WrestleMania moment. Nikki's going to accept, and then she's going to ride off into the sunset on John's medium-sized penis, because he's admitted he doesn't have a big dick. And that's going to be the WrestleMania moment, which I'm fine with. I'm fine with John Cena being in a stupid mixed tag match.
It's like Macho Man and Elizabeth all over again.
And how dare you compare them?
I don't know. Well, we haven't seen the thing yet, so we don't know.
Unacceptable. But it's better. So they fucking put the title on him. So what? So he just has 16. He matches Flair, and he has it for three weeks.
They didn't make a big stink about that at all.
Not well. That Charles Robinson shook his hand, and then I'm sure they did something on WWE.com.
Yeah.
Like a
With Flair, yeah.
So. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. Like, you're going to give him the title, and then he's just going to drop it in 2 weeks? Just let AJ fucking lose at the Elimination Chamber.
No, AJ should have gone into WrestleMania as the champ.
Against Shane McMahon.
Against somebody. Is it going to be like AJ Styles and his kids against Shane McMahon and his kids?
Maybe.
At Mania? They should do that, because his fucking Shane McMahon's annoying little brats were running around on stage at last year's Mania. AJ Styles could bring his kids out. They could all fucking fight each other.
Be like Jerry Lawler and
the Doinks. The clown. No, the Kings. Wheezy, Cheesy, and Sleazy.
Yeah. King's Court.
King's Court versus Clowns R Us. Doink, Wink, Pink, and Dink.
Yeah.
Ugh. They should do that, but they should paint their they should all dress like Doinks, though. It should be AJ Doink, Little Brat Doink, Little Brat 2 Doink, Little Brat 3 Doink. Elimination.
So Tony thinks that I can respond on Facebook, and he's asking me questions like a fucktard.
Right now?
Yes. And they're coming up in the video. So the answer, Tony, is you should know not to ask fucking questions while I'm recording a show because I can't fucking answer them, shithead.
You can answer. I'll filibuster.
Filibuster. Fuck him. Eat a bag of shit. You eat a bag of shit, you dick. Yeah, all the fucking levels are moving, you cockstain. Fucking interrupt my flow. Fucking fall down in the driveway and break your neck, dick. I like them apples.
There you go.
I'm trying to help you, fag. What's wrong? What's the problem?
Tony,
what's the problem?
We're going to have enough of you and Matt TNA. We don't
eat
need
my
you.
Dick. No, don't eat your dick. What's the problem? Just fucking type it. Come on. Everything's turned up as loud as it can go.
Yes, it's actually very, very loud.
So I don't know what you want me to do. So rude. Fuck you. This is stupid. You're wasting valuable time. We're on the Rant EM Radio.
Oh, yeah. We always forget to mention that.
And I'm wasting our precious two-hour block. Play some sounds. Let's play a sound for Tony.
In your face!
Yeah, that's right.
I like them apples.
Yeah.
I got new sounds. Ready?
Shut the fuck up, you cunt!
Oh.
Yeah, it's directed right at you.
I like
big
that
boy.
One.
In the galaxy of this sucks camel dicks!
Yeah, suck some camel dicks.
Tony.
You're fucking high!
Are you out of your mind?
OG, not OG, Kevin Gill commented, not the Bundy. I guess that's in response to my action figure.
Oh, they don't hear anything.
In the meantime, fuck you.
Who doesn't hear anything?
I don't know. They say they don't hear anything from the... I don't know what to tell you. It's on Soundflower 2.
That's better than Soundflower 1.
The galaxy of this sucks camel dicks!
I don't know what to tell you.
What's going on here?
I don't know. They're bothering me. Let's see. Audio, Soundflower 2. Yeah, I hear it on Rant. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. Everything's hooked up, bro. Now you hear that.
In the meantime, fuck you.
Did you hear that?
In the meantime, fuck you.
Did you hear that one?
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that one?
You heard that?
You heard?
Not on mute. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I don't have fucking time for you. This is what happens when we don't do the fucking show at Studio A.
Yeah.
You fuck stick. I got to do it over here on fucking Studio, wherever we are, B.
B. That's your apartment. Your apartment.
Studio blowjobs.
Tony's studio asshole.
Fucking, no, this is all fucking whatever. I don't give a shit. You can't hear the sounds. Tough shit. Listen to the replay. How do you like them apples?
They really can't hear it in the Facebook?
They can't hear the soundboard.
Oh.
Which is whatever. I can't fix it now because we're recording and I'm wasting.
Listen to us on the Rant, rantemradio.com.
Wasting valuable time talking about it. This fucking horse shit. This shit pisses me off.
And now I'm kind of intrigued by the chat room.
Oh, God. Fuck you. God damn it.
Tony, you ruined everything.
Fucking shit.
You're such a disease, Tony.
You're fucking stupid fucking. All right, you can't do the show at your fucking studio.
Let's get back to what?
Just let me fail miserably.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about SmackDown. Now we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw.
All right. Samoa Joe. My man, pots and pans.
Samoa Joe finally signs his WWE contract, something he's been waiting, 18 years to do?
Yes.
I enjoyed his, because him and Foley have a history from Ring of Honor.
Really?
Yeah.
Foley was in Ring of Honor?
He was in Ring of Honor 03, 04, give or take.
All right.
So there's a little history there. So
TNA,
enjoyed,
too, of course.
Yes. So I enjoyed their little back and forth. And I believe Foley cut a promo when he was in Ring of Honor saying he talked to the people at WWF at the time and he wanted to bring in Joe. It's pretty good stuff.
They were just like, Samoa, no.
Oh, man.
You can ring a bell if you want or play the... Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. No one's going to hear it, right? I don't know. Did you hear it?
Anyway.
No, I don't care.
The promo was fine. Foley showed some aggression, too.
Oh, maybe I'm using the wrong thing. Nope, that's not even playing. Go ahead, keep talking. Oh, did you hear that, Tony?
I actually didn't even hate Roman Reigns' promo. It was short and sweet. Like, either he's going to shut up or I'm going to cave his fucking face in. So, thought that was pretty cool. And Samoa Joe actually was getting legit, like, heel heat. So, and Roman, I could have sworn, I mean, he was, wasn't it at the end of the show when Samoa, or when Strowman came in and beat him up, the fans started chanting, thank you, Strowman?
Yes.
That was pretty funny. But so, at the end of the day, Roman Reigns is still getting booed like a chump.
All right. I need to, can you hear this? This is the last time I'm asking. I'm going to hit a button. Oh, no, they can't hear that at all. God damn, I give up. I give up on the soundboard. But yes. Oh, wow. I wonder what I'm going to do for plugs. Oh, whatever. I don't give a shit right now. No call, no show. Fuck, I can't be reading this shit.
Hold on. What's going on?
I don't know. Fucking Tony's talking to somebody. This is really fucking up the flow of the show. So, yeah, Joe and Reigns, that was cool. Good start.
What did you think about them giving the match away like that so soon? Roman Joe on Raw.
I mean, I don't think that was... Tony thinks that Matt TNA is going to play, but if they can't hear it, what's the point of me playing it?
They'll be able to hear it on the Rant, just not the Mevo.
It's not the Mevo? Okay.
So we still play it.
Yeah. I just don't know what... Is it going to show up when I try and post the Mevo?
I don't know.
See? See, these are questions.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, maybe we just won't post this episode.
Maybe I'll just have another Twisted Tea.
Yeah, why not? I don't think it was in the cards, but I think because of Seth Rollins getting hurt last week, they had to do something with Joe.
Just Just pouring a tea here.
All right, just pouring a tea. Fuck, what was after that?
Well, we don't have to go down the whole rundown of. You can just go through the important stuff, like the Kevin Owens Jericho setting up Owens Goldberg for Fastlane.
Yes.
oh wow, that was weird. Stuff came out. So there's that, which was fun. Jericho is amazing.
Jericho's amazing.
Tom Brady made the list, which was amazing.
I couldn't think of a better person to put on the list.
Then Goldberg had to go one-up him and put himself on the list. A lot of interplay between Owens and Jericho to continue the lead into the assumed WrestleMania match between them.
Do you... All right, a lot of people super outraged at the idea of Goldberg-Owens.
I am not outraged. I'm more curious because they can't have him do what he did to Goldberg to Owens. I mean, to Brock Lesnar to Owens, right? Or can he destroy Brock and then Owens like that? Doesn't that ruin any sort of build or momentum for Owens? And then, and what if they do have a competitive match? What does that say about Brock Lesnar? That Goldberg beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar twice in 2 seconds, but he has an actual match and trouble beating Kevin Owens. Granted, he is the Universal Champion, so he's supposed to be the best. But like that, just I'm not upset. I'm just curious as to how they're going to play it out. How they're going to spin it. How the match is actually going to work. Is it just going to be an all-out smash with Jericho involved and all that stuff? Is it going to be a competitive match? Or is Goldberg going to just destroy Owens like he did Lesnar to keep his believability factor up there? But over and regardless of it all, it amazes me. Absolutely stuns and floors me how over Goldberg still is.
You think so?
What, that he's over?
I think it's fucking awesome. It doesn't surprise me.
It totally surprises me. I'm shocked that, like, normally when you have these returns, it's like, it's fun for the nostalgia the one night, but then when they stick around, it wears off really quick. But Goldberg has just been getting the loudest reactions of the night, and the Goldberg chants and this and that. It's like, it baffles my mind how it's continuing to be at the same level and it's not tapering off.
Right.
So he's still getting the monster reactions. Once his music started to hit against Owens, the place went nuts. So it's, I mean, he's still a little weak on the old promo, but it was still fun and good.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. I think they've used him perfectly the way they brought him back. And the fact that they're going to thrust him into the championship, I'm interested to see the way it plays out. Because you have to factor in a couple things. Is Lesnar not going to be at Fastlane? Is Jericho not going to be at ringside?
That's a good
point. The deck is going to be stacked against Goldberg. Goldberg doesn't need a belt to wrestle Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. It's not
right.
You don't gain any. I feel like you don't gain anything from Goldberg going into Mania, with the exception of him finally becoming the WWE World Champion.
Well, he was a WWE champ before. He had the gold belt.
Gold belt.
Yeah, which is, at the time, it was just about as equal because it was on Raw.
It's not necessary.
No, of course. And a lot of people, but see, I don't know what you can do. Do you have Goldberg lose going into a match with Brock?
You could do a variety of things.
A brawler.
Kevin Owens could rip off his fellow Canadian and wear the chest plate under his T-shirt. You could just have Lesnar come out right after a jackhammer and just fucking Shanghai Goldberg. DQ. Owens is still the champ. Then maybe you can go Owens and Jericho at Mania for the titles. They kind of teased it last night in the promo.
That should be fun. The more I think about it, and the more I thought, like, initially I thought that match was not going to be for the title. If anything, it would just be for the U.S. But that match should be the title match.
I'm very interested to see the way how it plays out. And people might be watching on Facebook or listening on The Rant and yelling, you know, you guys are fucking stupid. It's the WWE. They pulled the wool over everyone's eyes with Orton at the Rumble. Yes. Yeah, maybe it pissed a bunch of people off. But Roman Reigns didn't win, and some part-time guy didn't win. They furthered the story last week on SmackDown.
If all this goes to making Bray an official top main event guy and your champion, I will take back all the bad things I said about Orton winning.
Would you be upset if Bray wins the title at Elimination Chamber and then Orton beats him for it?
I would hate it.
Yeah?
Hate it. Bray needs to be the true, like, top. Oh, but that's what they're going to do.
Do you think so? Do you think they don't try and use this weird Luke Harper thing they have going on where Luke is 100% against Orton and he won't back down against Bray, or does he finally snap?
I don't know enough about how the Luke Harper thing figures into it, because I thought once he, like, stood next to John Cena, he was basically saying he was done with the Wyatts. So I didn't see exactly how that played. So I don't know if Luke Harper's a babyface or still like a tweener guy. Is he still kind of with Bray? Is he
His qualm is with Randy
Orton, not with Bray. Okay.
But Bray has chose Randy Orton.
Gotcha.
So anytime, like I said before, anytime Bray got in the ring and Luke Harper was there, Bray would just talk to him.
Like, gotcha.
I own you. Kneel down before me. Whatever. And he would just tag out. So it'll be interesting to see where they go with that story. I don't know. People get all fucking butt. People were miserable last night on Twitter after Goldberg came out.
And really?
After he came out and he challenged Owens, and then people were like, oh, fucking Goldberg's going to win the title. I'm going to quit the fucking WWE. Like, stop. You're allowed to have your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion. Do you know what's best for the WWE? No.
None of us do.
Fucking when Vince McMahon signs your check, that's when I'm going to take your opinion lot more seriously. People, like, overreact. Let it play out. If the story makes sense, I'm for it. If fucking Goldberg mows down Owens in 45 seconds, I'm not going to be a fan.
Yeah, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense for the long-term, like, health of Kevin Owens or the company. Like, I mean, Owens is pretty much already a made guy, but something like that could absolutely, like, kill him. Like, it won't kill Brock.
Right.
Like, you know?
And people might listen and go, oh, well, you guys do this, you guys do that. I get it. I don't want WrestleMania to be fucking part-time extravaganza. Yes, they need to make new stars. But if some kind of Goldberg-Owens match makes
I'll pop for it.
Like, it makes Owens look better. And he can walk out of there with a championship, and it'll further the Brock Goldberg storyline and help set up Jericho and Owens at Mania. I mean, when you look at the lineup for Mania, no one's even going to be thinking about fucking Owens versus Jericho at this point.
I think that Jericho has been so fucking good that people will care about that match just as much as, like, your Goldberg and your Brock or your Taker, Roman, or Rollins, Triple H. I think Jericho has been that fucking good that Jericho, I think, will get probably, like, the most, like, pop, chance, everything of the night. I think he's that loved right now in his current role by everyone, by casual fans, by smart fans, by the Smarks. He's that good that he will make that match. And Kevin Owens, too. They'll make that match just as must-see as any of your special part-time extravaganzas, I think. That's how good I think Jericho's been in the storyline and the reactions he gets when he does the list and just saying stupid idiot out of nowhere. And he just gets the best reaction. So I do think that Jericho will make that match as must-see as everything else. Now, whether or not it's for the belt, we don't know.
Right.
I think that it should be, and I think Jericho should win.
Because like
he is the most
–
granted, he's older. He's what you consider not like a Brock Lesnar or Goldberg part-timer, but if there was like a second or third tier of a part-timer rating, he would be that guy. But I think he's been around long enough in his last run that he deserves it because he's been on fire.
He's been on Raw every week since he came back.
Yeah.
He's been on every pay-per-view that Raw runs.
I just don't know what his deal is after Mania, so I don't know. But if he's if they put the belt on him, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all, and I think it's the right move. But again, I don't know anything.
That's fair enough. Yeah,
yeah.
We're kind of in the dark here.
We're in the dark, and we're armchair booking, which I swore I would never do again because I fucking hate it. But that's what I would do.
Well, there's a lot of different roads they can go down. None of them essentially. I mean, I'm sure there's something. You know, Goldberg gets the strap, and then Brock beats him, and then it's like, well, now Brock's the fucking champ, and now
we're back in the same fucking spot we were a couple years ago,
where we have a part-time champ. So I would be against that happening, but I mean, you know, I've here's something that I've been doing. I work a fucking 9 to 5. I work a lot. I know you do. A lot of people do. When I come home and I watch Raw on Monday nights, it gives me 3 hours to just turn my brain off.
Well, because Raw is so mind-numbing.
Even when I watch SmackDown, I'm not – fucking Vince isn't calling me. He's not texting me. Yeah. Nobody's fucking expecting anything from me. So I just sit back and watch it as a fan.
I try my hardest to do that. I try so hard.
Do I love everything they do? No.
Yeah.
I don't. I like what they do stuff that I enjoy, and then they do stuff that I don't like. But – at the end of the day, it just gives me 3 hours to fucking turn off. I'm not worrying about bills. I'm not worried about work. Yeah. Just watching a bunch of grown men in their fucking underwear beat each other up.
Which is what life is all about when you think about it. It's really what it is. There's not much more to life than that.
I don't know. You got a fucking clear head if you have time to get all fucking bent out of shape, go on these crazy Twitter rants, Facebook rants.
I know.
I mean, God bless. If you got it, if you got the time to do it, more power to you, but I'm fucking too old for that shit.
No, you're so right. Preach, brother, preach.
I'm just saying.
Preach. No,
and like I said, you're allowed. You're entitled to your opinion. But until I start getting my checks signed by fucking Vince McMahon, I'm gonna keep doing this podcast. Highlight the positive. Talk about the negative.
Yes.
But I'll never be like I'm fucking done with the WWE if Goldberg wins the title. You're being ridiculous.
I agree. I agree. To be that butthurt over something you have no control over, B is just entertainment, and C, whatever, cookie.
C is for cookie.
That's right.
That's my rant. So rant on the rant.
That's fine, and you're right, and you're so fucking right, and it kills me that as much as I try not to, the keyboard, the happy trigger fingers are out, and I just make a fucking stupid post.
Yeah, but you
get called a mark a bunch of times.
Look, we're all marks.
Yeah, I'm a mark, but I don't want to be. Have you listened to Ryback's podcast?
No.
All right. So he differentiates marks and fans. Fans are the ones that are the loyal, the good, like they'll support everything. And then the marks are the guys that I try not to be, which is the fucking keyboard warrior. Like as soon as a thought pops in your head, post it before it goes away, and then 10 minutes later you regret saying it. So it's just like, I don't want to be that – I'm 33 years old. I don't want to be a fucking mark with that negative connotation. I want to be a fan for the rest of my life, but I don't want to be a fucking goddamn mark.
You could be a passionate fan.
Oh, I am very – I'm extremely passionate, except for when hockey's on.
I just think – I don't know. People need to think before they start posting shit.
Which is part of my problem.
Some people look a bit silly.
This has been very therapeutic, by the way. Just
now, I don't know if you caught it on Raw. Tag team match.
Let's see.
How weird Enzo and Cass look just sitting in them fucking big chairs at ringside.
What, like those cubicle
commentator chairs?
Desk chairs?
With no commentating table.
They were just scoping out the action.
They just look weird there.
I mean, I didn't really pay too much attention to
it. I got a kick
it.
Out of it. I'm over Enzo and Cass.
I still think they're amazing.
I'm not saying they're not amazing. They're still over as fuck with the fans. They come out, they do the shtick. I don't think there's anyone better in wrestling right now than Enzo Amore on the stick. Because he's fuck quick, he's witty.
Quick on the stick.
I'm just over him.
I think
they came in so hot.
I just think, again, it was part of it. And again, I don't want to... they didn't know which direction they wanted to go. They came in on fire. Enzo got hurt. They went with Big Cass as the star, as the future, the big guy, the singles push and everything. And now they're kind of regressing back to them as a tag team, which is fine, which is what they should have done. But Enzo got hurt, so you had to do something else.
Yeah, I think that set them back quite a bit when he got hurt.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
And I don't have a problem with them going back to this, and I think eventually the best thing for everyone involved is to have Enzo be Cass's full-time manager and let him be the hype guy for Big Cass, because there's still no doubt in my mind. I don't know. Some people may disagree. You may disagree. Tony, Eddie might disagree. I think Cass is the next big star that they're going to have. I think he's going to be main eventer for years and years. Now, whether WWE or anyone else agrees, that's fine. But it's just maybe it was too soon. Maybe he wasn't as polished as they want, so they're putting the reins on him a little bit. But their act as a team is fantastic too. So they could work well together. Enzo be the guy in distress, make the hot tag. Cass comes in, this and that.
You have to remember, that stuff takes time too. When I was in my youth.
When I was working. Grizzled veteran, Matt.
And Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Yes.
I was like, that guy. Prestigious. That guy's going to be. He's got the look. I think one day he'll be a future champion. I'm not saying
it took forever. You're right.
It did take forever.
Had a completely transformation of a character.
You fucking the new Blackjacks, fucking APA.
Very underrated team.
Took a long time to get there. But, I mean, he honed his skill. He was a good champion. Great mouthpiece.
Were you a fan? Were you watching during the first draft when they split the APA? Well, like, the NWO was still on, like, Raw, but it was, like, the very diluted version of, like, X-Pac, Big Show, and I don't even know, Scott Hall, maybe, was there at the time. And they started this progression with Bradshaw, but still with, like, the Justin Hawk cowboy gimmick. And they were grooming him, trying to make him a big star, but it just didn't work. They reunited him with APA, then they did another split, and then he became JBL, and boom. It was one of the best heel characters ever.
And that took what year?
The year of the draft when they first split was 2001. And so then they split, then they came back to help save the Undertaker from a I can't believe I remember this. From a beatdown from the FBI on SmackDown. That was not too much longer later, but they were never really the same APA.
So it took them six.
Took them a while,
years
and then they split them again in either the next draft or the split or something like that. And then he came out with that first night after, and came out with like the limo, and the rest was history. Started feuding with Eddie Guerrero. It was amazing.
I have to go back and watch that on the network.
They got all the SmackDowns and Raws, man. I'm still getting through 2001 right now. I'm still in the middle of the Invasion. I passed the Invasion pay-per-view, and now I'm working towards Survivor Series, where the whole thing caps off.
Damn, it's, I gotta find more time.
Well, my job, while I do have to actually work, it's conducive to me having something on a second screen, because I'm basically just like typing and doing that all day. So I have two monitors, one for my work stuff, and then the other one, I listen to podcasts or just have the network on. So I just have it on as background noise, and if there's something good coming on, I'll watch. So that's how I watch most of the stuff for the show.
Hey, whatever works, right? As long as it gets done.
Yeah.
The fucking Bayley, Sasha Banks stuff. Charlotte,
I didn't watch that at all.
Nia Jax. I'm not into it.
Not I don't into know what it. To he tell says.
You. What else? Braun Strowman. He annihilates four jobbers.
Fucking Strowman
comes looking for Foley.
I want competition. Roar!
He ends up coming down and beating the piss out of Roman Reigns at the end of the yeah. Well, Joe gets the pin.
Joe does get the pin. And they do announce that it's going to be Braun versus Roman Reigns at Fastlane. It's so weird calling a pay-per-view Fastlane and it actually being Fastlane. It's very uncomfortable. I'm trying to think to myself, what's the real name of this pay-per-view? Oh, no, wait. It's actually Fastlane. So
they set up for Fastlane Goldberg, Owens, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman.
Not bad. I mean, I'm still not as sold on Braun as everyone else. He's a monster, but I don't think he can talk really all that great.
Here's the thing. Here's my problem with what they're doing with Braun Strowman.
Lawn moment.
They're building him up to get beat by Roman Reigns. You can't have Braun Strowman beat Roman Reigns and have Roman go into a feud with The Undertaker.
Nah, you kind of can, because I think, and I agree with you in theory that you really shouldn't, but Undertaker's that kind of guy that you're in a program with The Undertaker, you're in a program with The Undertaker. So it's, and Roman is that kind of guy that is like John Cena, to quote Peter Rosenberg, a Jace. He's like John Cena, a Jace, where like he's a guy that really can't get like in a position to like lose steam, even though people hate him. He's still like, you believe he's a main eventer.
He's coming along very well. His in-ring work.
Oh, his in ring work has always been great. I thought not great was an overstatement, but very solid.
He's definitely benefited from working with AJ and Ambrose and Rollins, and he's progressing very nicely. I don't know. Like, are you doing all this just to? And then, what's Strowman's path to WrestleMania? Does he win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
He's on a John Deere, just rolling right through, mowing lawns, mowing.
And then you're essentially looking at Roman Reigns, Undertaker, and rumor, you know. Oh, and I want to get into something later too.
Yeah, we're up against the break.
Yeah. We'll see how that works, apparently, since no one can hear it on the Mevo, but whatever.
Should I try my soundboard, see if my soundboard works? Or my sound?
I wouldn't worry about it. I'll try and figure it out during the break. What happens if Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker at WrestleMania?
He can't.
That place will...
He won't. He can't. Stop it. He can't.
Why? He won the Rumble. He won the title at Mania.
No, he can't.
They're not going to stop because people boo him. They're not. They have a game plan.
No chance.
Roman Reigns.
I'm calling no chance Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker.
Okay.
Right now, as I stand here sit here with Bret Hart, Bendy on my microphone with Twisted Tea in hand, I am telling you right now that there is no chance that Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Mark it down. I'll probably change my mind next week. But right now, there's no chance.
I mean,
there can't be. Can there?
I think there can be. He's already the
unless he turns heel, maybe.
The legacy of the Undertaker is at WrestleMania died when Brock Lesnar beat him, gone and out the window. If they're gonna pass the torch, they're looking. They've tried everything with Roman Reigns. They've tried it all with him.
I don't see it.
Would you be surprised?
I mean, nothing is gonna surprise me, but like. I would be absolutely floored, and I'm sure wherever Eddie is, he's like, God, Kevin, you fucking idiot. Roman's going to be a Taker. I really just don't think that he is. I can't. He can't. Won't happen.
It's WrestleMania season might be the best time of the year.
So much fun.
And we're not short of good content. We got Elimination Chamber Sunday, which we can discuss when we come back from break. We have Fastlane in 4 weeks, which two matches in is very intriguing. And these will be the last two paper. SmackDown have something else before?
No. It's Elimination.
So
and
that's
then,
a long build
then
for
Fastlane.
Them.
Well, if Fastlane's in 4 weeks, yeah, Mania would be...
Mania would be like three or 5 weeks from there.
Oh, yeah?
But Elimination Chamber's this Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
So that's quite a road to WrestleMania.
Wow.
That's a long time for no pay-per-views on SmackDown. I guess they're going to use that time to build AJ and Shane and Bray. And...
Well, again, we don't know. It all depends on Rollins because they might build Shane Triple H.
That's true, yeah. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. You are listening to us on rantemradio.com. You're watching us on Facebook Live, facebook.com/ShiningWizards.
Wolfpack.
We are going to try and figure out the soundboard. If I can fix it, great. You'll be able to listen to it on Facebook. If not, you're about to get 7 minutes of silence. So switch over to rantemradio.com to hear the plugs. And we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Yep.
I should have had it all queued up. What a fucking rookie.
Greenhorn.
All right, here we go. Ready? Turn off the mics.
Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. bottom line merch, cutting edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit bottomlinemerch.com and begin shopping today. Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell. I'm going to roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
It is now time to promote the wrestling companies that support us. We will start with our friends at WrestlePro, WrestlePROOnline.com. February 10th, the Starland Ballroom, 540 Journey Mill Road, Sayreville, New Jersey. 6 o'clock signing, 8 o'clock bell time. What Culture Pro Wrestling Internet Championship is on the line as Cody Rhodes defends against Leo Rush and Mario Bocara in a three-way dance. Ryback takes on Brian Cage. Pat Buck and Kevin Matthews challenge Danny Moff and a mystery partner. Plus, so much more. Go to WrestlePROOnline.com to get your tickets and information. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com. They present Fateful 8, March 4th at the Franklin Horner Community Center, 432 Horner Ave, Toronto, Ontario. Doors are at 6 o'clock. Bell is at 7 p.m. So far announced, the London Riots, Super Smash Brothers, plus Penta El Cerro Miedo, formerly known as Pentagon Jr., will be in the house, smash-wrestling.com. On Point Wrestling, opwrestling.com. Saturday, March 4th, they present Blood, Guts, and Glory at the OTW Arena, 1041 Glassboro Road, Williamstown, New Jersey. No roped barbed wire match as Mark Angel takes on Matt Tremont. The OPW title is on the line as Tony Deppen defends against former champion Joey Janela in an I Quit match. Plus, a last man standing match between Jimmy Lyon and Jeff Cannonball, and much more. Saturday, March 4th, On Point Wrestling, opwrestling.com. Tier 1 Wrestling, tier1wrestling.org. Sunday, April 23rd, at the St. Finbar Catholic Church Gymnasium, 1839 Bath Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Doors are at 3 o'clock. Showtime is at 3:30. Already announced, Matthew Riddle, Davey Richards, Chris Dickinson, plus a number one contenders match between Rude Boy Riley and Sonny Kiss, as well as the Tier 1 champion Darius Carter, all under the same roof, April 23rd. Tier1Wrestling.org for tickets and more information. House of Glory Wrestling, HOGWrestling.net. February 18th with Glory Comes Pride at the New York City Arena, 9112 144th Place, Queens, New York. Alberto El Patron, formerly known as Alberto Del Rio, takes on Loki. Also in the house, EYFBO, Kenny Broadway, Matt Sydal, and more. Go to HOGWrestling.net for tickets and more information. Our friends in the South, Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, WildcatSports.com. They present to you, Hey Yo, Saturday, March 18th at the Meisler Middle School, 3700 Cleary Avenue in Louisiana. Doors are at 6 o'clock. Bell is at 7 p.m. They are announcing matches as we speak. Scott Hall will be in attendance. Luke Hawks is in the house. Stevie Richards, Buku Dao, Danny Flamingo, and many more. Also, if you are in the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, Saturday, June 10th at the 2300 Arena, formerly known as the ECW Arena, Wildcat Sports and Entertainment will be making their Northeast debut. Tickets go on sale February 10th. For more information, go to wildcatsports.com. Battle Club Pro, battleclubpro.com. They just had an amazing card 2 weeks ago with the main event featuring Drew Galloway and Anthony Bowens. They have yet to announce their next event, but find them, support them. Battleclubpro.com is the website that'll have all the information on upcoming events, and as soon as we find it, we'll give it to you. Pro Wrestling Magic, wrestlingismagic.com. Saturday, February 18th, they present Even Now at the Knights of Columbus, 106 Bergen Avenue, Richfield Park, New Jersey. Door is at 6:30. Already announced, the new Pro Wrestling Magic champion, EC Negro. He defends against Ricky Martinez. Plus, the Pro Wrestling Magic tag team champions, the Amazing Graysons, will be in the house. The Down Boys, Paul London, and many more. Go to WrestlingIsMagic.com for more information. Oh, all right, we're back, and
yeah,
fuck this Mevo shit. Not very happy right now.
Be all right. We'll be all right, brother.
It's very frustrating. But yeah, we're back. So now we're at a crossroads. Do I play the 13 minutes of Mech TNA for those listening on the rant? Hmm. I guess I should, huh? If you're watching it on the Mevo, tough shit. Maybe I'll turn the Mevo off and reset it after.
Might not be a bad idea.
Mech TNA. We won't be able to post it on YouTube, but whatever. That's so is life. We miss an episode. I'm not worried.
I'm not worried, brother.
So fuck it. Let's do it. Let's do some Mech TNA.
So switch over to the rant EM, rantemradio.com if you're listening or watching on Facebook, and you'll hear the greatness that is Tony's meh TNA.
Yeah, let's check this out.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week again. I've been watching Impact Wrestling, and this is what I had to go through for your benefit. It's another installment of meh TNA. For the episode that aired February 2nd, I know we're a week behind, but don't get me wrong, you didn't miss much. It's open fight night, by the way, and if you didn't know it, they had it all night long on the big screen, and they had OFN, which means, oh, fucking A, we gotta watch more TNA. But anyway, all right, so we're gonna start off. Where else are we gonna start? We're gonna start with the Hardys. They come out, and, you know, Matt does this thing with the deities, and ha ha ha. I'm getting fucking tired of it already. I'm sorry. They want to dominate all the tag teams, and then Ooh. Brother Nero Jeff. Why does he have two names now? He's Jeff again? Whatever the fuck. I don't know. So he's got to cash in his briefcase because it's open fight night. And of course, he challenges Lashley because that's what we need. Jeff Hardy becoming TNA World Champion as if that wasn't a fucking disaster in the past. So why did he need this? Why are we wasting time with Jeff Hardy? He's part of the tag team champions. I don't know. Whatever. So he challenges Lashley, and Lashley comes out. He fucking punches his chest, and he's like, I'm the champ. You suck. And he pulled the same shit he pulled with Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards 2 weeks ago or last week or whatever. And he says, why is Matt going to be out here? You can't do this on your own. And he's like, you're right. And he turns to Matt, and he fucking calls him. What the fuck did he call him? I don't know. He called him Helms? He called him Brother Helms. Like, I don't fucking know. Whatever. So here's fucking Josh Matthews fuck up number one for the night, which maybe not be a fuck up because I got a 1A, 1B. Anyway, he's saying, since Jeff is capitalizing and he's part of the tag team champions, there will be no tag team title defended tonight. What the fuck is the point of this shit if the championship can't be defended? This thing's got way too many fucking rules. It's fucking stupid. I don't know why they did it.
Dummy. Yeah.
Exactly. Fucking Eli. Oh, don't get me wrong. They fuck Eli Drake over good tonight, too. We'll get to that later.
So it's Lashley against Hardy, TNA title. It's Donald Trump's favorite black guy defending his championship. He's a four-time champion, you know, and they're wrestling in a six-sided ring. So let's see. They size each other up. I don't know. It seems like they're pretend wrestling this entire match. Lashley, it's like methodical, quote unquote, but it's all a bunch of bullshit anyway. And so I don't know. Jeff comes back. He fucking does all of his signature moves, like the double feet to the abdomens. I'm fucking dying this whole time, by the way. So let me see. So Jim fucking fucking Jim. Jesus. Josh Matthews. Fuck me. This is 1B. Okay, so he says he's challenging for the world championship. He challenged for the world championship, and he challenged Lashley. Well, didn't he fucking challenge both of them? Isn't challenging for the world championship challenging Lashley to begin with? Fuck me. Oh, fuck. I can't even waste time with sound bites. We just got to keep moving. Okay, so fucking Josh Matthews, fuck up number two. He fucking Lashley hits Jeff Hardy with this big suplex, and boom, and he's selling it and shit. And he calls it a ring-rattling suplex. Why don't you call it a fucking bone-jarring suplex? It doesn't hurt the fucking ring. It hurts Jeff Hardy. Are you stupid? I don't want to fucking hate on Josh Matthews this much, but it's fucking awful.
Why?
So anyway, I was fucking dying with this. He hits the fucking pounce or whatever, the fucking spear and all this other shit. I don't know. There was a whole bunch of other stuff. And then he fucking Lashley covers with his fucking hands on his shoulders. And fucking Josh Matthews, here we go again, number two. He calls it a lackadaisical cover, but then he changes his mind. He says he's putting so much pressure on his shoulders, he was going to hold them down all by himself. People, I'm fucking dying doing this every week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this anymore. But anyway, the Pope, God bless the Pope. I know it's a fucking double entendre, but he's trying to make it sound good. It doesn't sound good anyway. So fucking the big spear done, 1, 2, 3, fucking Lashley wins. So Jeff Hardy fucking wasted a night for not only the world championship, but he wasted some other fucking team's opportunity at winning the tag belts. So Josh Matthews, fuck up number three. He says Lashley is a man that no one has been able to figure out. Yes, the four-time world champion, who's lost three times, by the way, nobody's been able to figure him out yet. Wait, time out. Music started up again. We are a long way from done, people. I got to get fucking moving. Let me see. So Eddie Edwards comes out and he's fucking challenges Lashley, which is more fucking talking and bullshit. And this really fucking irked me. He calls Bobby Triple B. Why else would he call him Triple B? Well, not because it's a reference to Triple H. No. He's bitch boy Bobby. Ugh. Really terrible. Fucking really bad. Stupid. So let me see. Lashley, he's better when he's able to speak his mind. I know he's really not so great on the microphone, but he actually sounds like when he's speaking that he means it. Eddie Edwards is just fucking terrible on the mic. It's fucking terrible. And Lashley's like, you know what? You want a shot? Fine. You're not getting it tonight. You'll get it next week or whatever, but you're only getting one shot. Somebody fucking cue the 8 Mile music because Rabbit's about to fucking get his final chance. Is he going to take it or is he going to fold? We'll find out if he's throwing up his mom's spaghetti at some other time. So Rosemary's creeping on Brandy. There's a little lesbo action going and she says, join Decay. And she says, I don't want to join. Don't touch me. Meh, 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 meh. More shit with Aaron Rex and the Maytag man. They arrive on a golf cart and they put a carpet out for fucking Aaron Rex. Whatever. So Sienna takes on Brooke. And apparently Brooke's whole gimmick is that she shakes her ass. This match made me want to fucking hang myself. This was terrible. This was really, really fucking bad. Brooke looks like a six that got dolled up to maybe do some fucking like internet porn or something, but it's fucking terrible. And Sienna, she comes out with this big fucking feathery, I don't know. She looks like Damien Demento's retarded sister, but anything to get away from this. But Josh Matthews, of course. What did he fucking say? Oh, so Maria gets involved in the match, but she's barefoot and she starts putting the fucking proverbial boots to Sienna and to Brooke, I mean, and fucking Josh Matthews, number four for the night, goes, good thing her shoes fell off because the heels are gone. I don't know what to say anymore. Anyway, so they fucking make all these ass jokes. Oh, by the way, fucking what's her name? Madison Rain was on commentary. She's terrible. Josh Matthews is terrible. The match is bad. The only great thing that was great was that fucking Josh Matthews burps when he says Earl Hebner's name. That fucking popped me. So whatever. So DCC, they're cashing in, but they can't cash in for the tag belts, so they cash in on Decay. Whoop-de-fucking-la-de-doo. Who cares? That really pissed me off that there's no tag title match. And, of course, Josh Matthews, fuck up again. He describes it again, so that's number five. So let's see. They pick up – DCC picks up for a triple powerbomb on fucking Crazy Steve, but then two of the guys walk away and Crazy Steve gets out of it. What the fuck? Fucking hit him with the move and get – I don't know. Fucking aggravating. So let's see. Oh, so fucking Josh Matthews, number six. Crazy Steve didn't want to go through the table. Breaking kayfabe every fucking day in the impact zone. I guess that's what we do. So they bring out a barbed wire board again. They bring out the tacks. Eddie Kingston gets the tacks, but fucking Abyss takes the barbed wire board and he fucking sells it like a champ, like he stuck to it like a fucking pincushion. And eventually there's a pile. Now, this is the other thing. You put Abyss through a fucking barbed wire shit in the ring, and then you got to give fucking Crazy Steve a pile driver through a table to fucking finish the match. I don't know. I think it was overkill. The match wasn't terrible. I mean, maybe it was. Fuck it. I don't care. Whatever. It's TNA. So let's see. So Drew Galloway comes out, and he fucking says he's coming to the ring next. Blah, 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 blah. Fucking Braxton and Maria and Mike are in the back, and Maria's fucking threatening Braxton. Oh, you have to fucking marry her now. I hear wedding bells, and she wants a princess cut ring and all this and that. And fucking Mike Bennett, God bless his soul, he's fucking selling this dog shit. He goes, hey, it's not so bad. You know, it's good to have a strong woman supporting you. Look at me and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm going to throw you an awesome bachelor party and all this shit. At least they're going somewhere with this. Braxton Sutter looks a little like Bam Margera. I don't know. There's a whole fucking theme with the fucking CKY people in the night, but that's number one. So let's see. So here comes Drew. He cuts another great promo. This guy actually looks like he belongs in wrestling, and he sounds like he belongs in wrestling. Moose comes out. Now, they shit on poor Moose terribly here because Moose comes out, and he's like, I want a rematch. And fucking Drew Galloway's like, wait a minute, time out. One more time. All right, Benny Hill for you. Makes everything better. So Drew Galloway turns to Moose and goes, nobody wants to see me wrestle you again. Hit the bricks. Get the fuck out of here. I got somebody else to challenge me. And it's another Triple H reference because this little fucker named Rob Rising comes out. And he's stepping up. And Drew's fucking with him in the beginning. He's like, come on, fucking. He's like, lay it on me. Lay it on me. So Rob Rising tries. And Drew just beats the shit out of him. He hits the Future Shock and it's over. And Josh Matthews, number seven. Drew will have to face his demons in the form of Moose at some point. Moose is a demon now? Like, I really don't. So Trevor Lee and Shane Helms are coming up next. And Trevor Lee, the fucking Kevin Garifo truck driver, the Kevin Garifo caveman, the guy that looks like fucking Raycon, woody woody woo, I'm cashing in for you. He's cashing in against DJZ, who's all fucked up because they beat the shit out of him. And they make a ladder match for the X Division title, which actually makes sense. Here's the problem I had with this. Every time these guys are cutting promos, they say, you see, you see, you see. Can we stop that shit, please? I fucking just want that over with. So what else is there? So DJZ is fucking, oh, the Pope in a fuck up for the night for him compares DJZ to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. He says he's the modern day Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Sorry, I like DJZ. I just don't see the comparison. Anyway, Trevor and fucking Shane Helms, they beat him up. This was the cool spot. They fuck up his leg some more. They put a chair over his leg. They put the ladder over the chair. Trevor Lee climbs up, retrieves the belt, and he's your new X Division champion. So there was that. And that's actually a good thing because it makes somebody become a different champion. The match was not bad. I thought it was okay. There was some psychology there. And the great thing was Trevor Lee, your new champ. So there we go. Rex and the Maytag man coming back. Jesse Goddard interrupts. He wants a title match. And he goes, no, I don't believe in violence. We'll have a date next week. So there might be some fucking weird shit going on. But the best was the very end. As the camera pans away, you hear Aaron Rex yell, Spud, get the Perrier. Classic stuff. I fucking like it. We're running out of time, but we're not running out of fucking greatness for fucking TNA because we're down to our final cash-in of the night. Eli Drake, briefcase number four. He comes in with Tyrus. They've been having a little bit of a banter back and forth all night. I think Tyrus is too much of a funny guy. He needs to be a little more tough, but I'm okay with the gimmick right now. So Eli's like, oh, you know, we're cashing in. And Tyrus is like, I got a surprise for you. We're going to cash in on EC3. And he calls him ECE, Cripple 3, because the C stands for cripple.
whatever, whatever gets you fucking through the night. And EC3's ribs are all bruised up, and he comes out in street clothes, so he's in no mood to fight. Let's see. Josh Matthews, fuck up number 8. EC3 is not broken, but he's battered. Maybe that's not a fuck up, but at least there's some continuity, and you realize what a dickhead he's fucking sounded like last week, you fucking dumb dunce. I brought that back for you, Matt, because I know you liked it so much. So let's see. So Eli attacks, blah, blah, blah. EC3 comes back a little bit. Fucking Josh Matthews, number 9, says that EC3 is only at about 50% from what's happened to him over the last month. I like how he's been in the same fucking match as Lashley's been in, and Lashley's fine, but EC3 is all beat up. But whatever. So Eli got a baseball bat, and he starts beating him up. But during the beatdown, we find out that Don West is back, and the liquidation of TNA fucking shop zone, whatever, is continuing. You got the brown bag sale, because the brown bags are full of brown shit, so you get shit in a bag. And it's at deep, deep discounts, because Don West's got a deep, deep asshole, and there's a lot of shit in it. Anyway, so it's a sloppy fucking shit back and forth, blah, 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 blah. There was a backbreaker that he fucked up, but that was fine. Reversal jackknife, roll through. EC3 gets the pin. They beat him down with a bat. The lights go out. The DCC comes out. They beat the shit out of EC3. And then for shits and giggles, they beat up Eli, Drake, and Tyrus. That ends the show. James Storm looks like Ryan Dunn. There's your trifecta for the night for the fucking guys from CKY, even though he's dead. I was really aggravated with TNA today. It fucking pissed me off. The bad really outweighed the good. This one gets a fucking D+. I'm Tony. That was your Met TNA report for the week. And go fuck yourselves. And hopefully I don't kill myself listening to this shit next week.
Oof.
Wow.
I said it when we started the show. I don't really know how he sits through that.
I think his he found his new motivation. The brilliance of Met TNA.
Yeah, but it's rough, dude. It was hard to watch. And then I record it on the PlayStation View as like a DVR function.
Ah.
The show ends like 10 minutes early.
Are you sure that it does it not cut out like commercials or anything?
No. No, because I have to fast forward through the commercials. Because it got to, I watched, before we started the show, I watched Met TNA. Because the first file he sent me, I couldn't get to work. And he got me the second one about 20 minutes before we started. So I said, fuck it, I'll watch it and see what goes down. And that's the exact way it ended. And then it...
At, what, 9:50?
I guess. And then it started talking about, like, they were leading into the Hardys versus the Wolves. From, like, weeks ago.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, someone at TNA is... drop the fucking ball. Holy moly. So yeah, that was Mech TNA, thanks to Tony. If you were watching us on Facebook Live, we had a little issue with Amiibo. We're going to figure that out before next week's show. And we will definitely make sure it's up for episode 300,
yeah,
which happens February 21st. But in the meantime, you can listen to us at rantemradio.com. We're probably going to go into overtime, and none of you are going to hear it, and that means you have to listen to it at shiningwizards.com, bitches.
Yeah.
Kevin, Thursday night, 30 for 30. This was the XFL.
I watched it.
Fucking awesome, right?
Yeah, it was good. And I liked the XFL, so it brought back some cool-ass memories being a New York, New Jersey Hitmen fan.
I had season tickets.
Did you really?
Yes.
I went to a shitload of games.
There weren't many. I want to say there were 5.
Well, shit, yeah, operative word.
Right, no, I hear. It's weird, because I save my ticket stubs for everything. I can't find my XFL season tickets.
Man, Tony said he has a jersey, and I have a Hitman hat still somewhere.
I definitely had a Hitman jersey. I had a Hitman Gubalini.
Gubalini, fucking.
Yeah, I know. You could tell I work in an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Fuck, it was, fuck. Watching that kind of shows you maybe the operating process at WWE. Vince McMahon decided he was going to start the XFL. And in December, they had no coaches,
yeah,
no players. And they were going to start in February.
They still make the announcement.
What the fuck?
No, it was the next year.
No, it was that December. before the season started.
No, they made the announcement in 2000, and the following year was when it was going to start.
Yes, it was going to start in February. But in December, 2.5 months before the season started, they didn't have any coaches or players.
You sure about that?
Uh-huh.
Because I watched the documentary.
Yeah.
I thought there was more time than that in between.
No. There were guys. They had like two to three weeks of training camp before the first game.
That was accurate. And they only had two preseason games.
Yes. Amazing. It was an amazing documentary.
Yeah, it was good. ESPN 30 for 30s are good, man.
The fucking Vince McMahon.
Dude, it's so funny to see how fucking like shit ESPN treated it back when it was a thing. Like, every chance they got on SportsCenter, they absolutely buried the fuck out of it.
I mean, they hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, I mean, it just
fucking peaked after it.
After week one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So that was fucking cool.
And they were saying that, like, week two was, like, the best week for actual football. The football picked up, and it was actually, like, entertaining games.
Yeah,
shit.
But nobody put gas in the generator.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. I can't believe I don't remember that happening when it happened.
I know I don't remember because I wouldn't actually watch any XFL games. I would just go.
Oh, I watched it.
To the games.
The crossover between wrestling was still so like ingrained in my head that anything that was even remotely wrestling related, I watched. And it was football too. So I mean, granted, it was awful, shitty football, but it had that hint of wrestling in it. So I always watched
football nonetheless. Right?
Yes.
So that was super interesting.
I would like to see Vince McMahon delve into hockey. The XHL.
After watching that, I would give him some time. He looks awful too. He looks like wax.
He's all fucking old, man.
Yeah, he's
him and
old.
Dick Ebersol both looked old.
I mean, yeah, Dick Ebersol, I've accepted that, but
I remember Dick Ebersol's appearance on Saved by the Bell?
No.
Wait, was that Dick Ebersol? It was either that or, it was one of the high execs at NBC. I think it was. Because they were talking about how, like, he wanted to be, Mr. Belding wanted to be, like, a big-time TV executive, and Dick Ebersol wanted to be a principal, and they switched places. Pretty sure that was
it. Shit.
It's either him or maybe Chernoff. Is that a name I'm making
up? Mark Chernoff?
He's the WFAN guy, right?
So that was cool. Lucha Underground is coming to Netflix. Seasons 1 and 2 will be available starting February 15th. So that's pretty fucking cool. I have Netflix, so I can catch up on...
I don't have Netflix.
It's $8 a month. You should invest.
I got no time for that shit.
I mean, you can watch it at work.
Yeah, I watch wrestling at work.
You watch Lucha Underground at work.
Ah, very good point. Very
it's wrestling.
Good point. That's very true.
We didn't touch on it during Raw. The Rock and Roll Express were inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes.
They're going to be inducted.
Going to be inducted, correct, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I can now say I've seen the balls of Hall of Famers.
There you go. That's quite a feather in your cap.
It really is. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Kurt Angle said he would like to be inducted by Steve Austin, The Undertaker, or John Cena.
Ooh. I think it's going to be Austin.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you're going Austin.
I'm going Austin. If Austin wants to do it, I'm going Austin.
Do you think Cena's career is any different if he doesn't have that one match with Angle?
What do you mean?
That first match that Cena had with Angle when he was like a rookie. Angle beat
right.
him, but it was like a fucking an amazing match.
Yeah, they had their little confrontation on SmackDown, and if I'm not mistaken, they also fought at King of the Ring, if I'm not mistaken.
But that first match, that was his...
When Undertaker, like, shook his hand after the fact and shit. Yeah.
If Cena doesn't do that with Angle, and he gets put in there with somebody else who's maybe less of a wrestler, do you think Cena's career goes any differently?
I don't think so. I think Cena was fucking made to be a star. And I think he's kind of... I hate to use this equivalent, but if I have to, he would kind of just be like everyone says that Tom Brady is like a workhorse and no one really like works harder than him. Granted, he cheats, but John Cena, I think, would have got there no matter what. I don't think he would have let anything stop him. He's just one of those guys that you always hear about that just works too hard to be denied. So I think John Cena would have been fine regardless. What the biggest they were prepping Cena to come up anyway. So, like, I think the biggest thing for Cena's career was that stupid fucking Halloween Vanilla Ice gimmick that he did. And that started the whole rapping. I don't think it had anything to do with Kurt Angle before that. I think it was that really triggered it. And they let him be himself. And he just totally took the ball and ran with it. And has been the biggest star since Steve Austin. So.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Sneeze, 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 sneeze. I'm just going to chant sneeze till you stop. Sneeze. There you go.
Fuck me, excuse me. WWE Network released a bunch of hidden gems today or yesterday?
Yes, recently. We'll just say that. How about say that? Brandon Tartikoff is the executive. I think he's dead. Was the executive that was on Saved by the Bell. Not Dick Ebersol. But I think Dick Ebersol was too. If anyone listening on the rant... chime in, even though I'm not in the chat room right now.
It doesn't matter
what you think. See, the Rock doesn't care.
Listen, I'm full of fucking nonsense and Seinfeld nothingness.
In the meantime, fuck you.
Exactly.
So what are some of these hidden gems they put out on the network?
Well, the ones that I've watched, today I just watched a great tag match between Edge and Christian and Nova and Kazarian. When they were in UPW as Evolution, like way before Evolution was a mystery.
Pre-Evolution.
Before it was a mystery, it was Nova and Kazarian. Good friend Nova, Michael Bucci, and Kazarian. Little name drop there.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Little name drop. They had a match at a lot of UPW matches, because I guess they were the developmental at the time where, like, Cena was there and Orton and... Ron Waterman shit. So there was a Samoa Joe William Regal match, which I believe was also from UPW. It might be UPWA. I could be fucking it up, but I think it's UPW out of California, where like the Miz trained and all those guys. I watched that, which was good, which was cool. I watched they had this TV like pilot WCW show that was supposed to be a Lucha show that never aired. It was filmed without commentary or anything. It was like Conan, Rey Mysterio, Silver King, and Hector Garza against Lenny Lane, Jericho, Johnny Swinger, and this is from before, the fourth guy. I thought maybe Norman Smiley, but I could be wrong. So it was just fun stuff that
Prince
you
Iakea?
No, it wasn't Prince Iakea. But it was just cool, man. Matches that some of the hidden gems I've seen, but some of them are really cool. Like I never saw, like, it's hard to watch or hard to find that UPW footage, which was really cool to see. WWE would always send guys there. Samoa Joe, William Regal. Samoa Joe wrestled in a singlet and a Hawaiian shirt or a Samoan shirt. I don't know. It was like a button down. So it was pretty weird. Seeing Joe that young. But you definitely check out the hidden gems because there's some fucking good shit. There's like Nature Boy, Nature Boy versus Nature Boy match, like Ric Flair versus Buddy Rogers on there. A whole bunch of shit. So if you have a spare moment.
You're good.
Okay. Check that out. So that's I started watching some like instead of like the normal shows that we would watch, like Raw, TNA, Ring of Honor, or SmackDown. I've been watching like random ass shit and listening to random ass podcasts. Like I listened to Tony Schiavone's podcast today about NWO Sold Out 97. Like when was the last time you had a conversation about NWO Sold Out?
That was the only, they tried to make it like NWO style, right?
Yeah, there were two of them. There was one in 97 and 98, but I think 98 was WCW / NWO Sold Out.
Right, didn't Six lose the Cruiserweight Championship?
Yeah, on the own pay-per-view, I think the Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which people always fucking busted balls about, because how do you lose on your own pay-per-view? You're designed not to lose. But, so, Schiavone's got a good show. It's with that dude, his name escapes me, too.
Connor?
Yeah, Connor.
Thompson?
Yeah, Thompson. Who, his voice is, he's fine. His voice just bothers me. A little too, I guess I'm like Vince McMahon, a little too Southern for me, man. But both shows are great. It's just basically, and listen to them if you haven't. Listen to all the shows on the Shining Wizards Network first and foremost. Destruction 101, is that one of them? Is that Dave's?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah, well, I don't know what he calls it nowadays.
No, yeah, that's. I think you would listen to
that. I do listen. I just don't know what the fuck he calls it. I've listened to both shows. Well, he's done three now, right? Or four. I've listened to five. I listened to two of them. How about that? That's good. Dave, I love you, brother. I would have jumped on your flight to fucking Florida, but I heard nothing but horrible, horrible things about Spirit Airline. So I couldn't, despite the great deal, I've heard nothing but fucking trash about Spirit Airline. So I jumped on Chris Payne's flight with Mr. Ba and Dipsy. But anyway, I digress totally. What the fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about hidden gems, and then you went on this tirade about people from the South.
Oh, yeah. Nah, well, I won't. Because I'll be in Florida in a couple months, I don't want to go bash the South.
No?
No. I love the South.
And I have half the brain that you do.
That's right. I do. Very intelligent.
That sounds like the South.
Oh, that? Oh, okay.
Got a lot of this down there?
Yes. A lot of chickens as pets down there.
Bickety bam.
Yes, bickety bam.
Bickety bam indeed. If you're going to a WWE house show in the area, you'll get the first and possibly only ever encounter between Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar.
At the Garden.
March 13th, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a pretty big deal.
It's the Garden, man. Even their house show. We went to one quasi recently. Even their house shows, man. They go all out for their house shows at the Garden. So that's gonna be. Are you going or no?
I don't even know what day of the week it is, to be honest with you. It might be sold out already. It
might be a Sunday.
They sell out just based.
The 13th is March 13th.
Yes.
Yes, because the West aren't. No, the 11th is a Saturday because that's a WrestlePro show, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look at a calendar later.
Yeah, the 11th is a Saturday. The 13th, oh, it's a Monday?
Really?
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Maybe I have the date wrong. Maybe they gave me the wrong date.
Yeah, because the 12th is the West Orange St. Patrick's Day Parade. The 11th is WrestlePro, and 13th is a Monday.
Maybe it's the 12th. Who knows? Off the heels of the UK tournament, the WWE is interested in possibly hosting an Asian and a Latin American tournament.
Against each other?
No, I think two completely separate entities.
Is it going to be the orangutan slammer?
Anything is possible.
La presa de gorilla.
There you go. That a boy.
There it is.
Good callback. How do you feel about something like that? You think
I don't care.
March into fucking Mexico and ruin what is supposed to be Lucha Libre and make them do it WWE style?
I don't care. I think. It's smart. It's fucking genius on their part.
Smart from the WWE's, absolutely.
I mean, I'll watch it. I watched the UK gimmick, and I have no idea what they're doing now with it, but...
The kid was on NXT.
I did see that.
Taylor Bates?
Yeah, he beat... The fuck did he beat?
Jimmy No Shoes.
Huh?
Jimmy No Shoes.
Jimmy No Shoes, that's correct. Jimmy No Shoes. Yeah, I did watch that. NXT was kind of crazy. They're doing the glorious celebration for Bobby Roode tomorrow night. His first appearance on... You don't watch NXT?
I'm just not sold on Bobby. I don't know. That NXT TakeOver match just left a lot to the imagination.
I don't remember what I said about it last week, but I think I said... I don't remember being super impressed, but I remember it being good.
Nakamura doesn't have to have any type of knee surgery, so that's good.
Oh, I didn't even realize that was a thing.
Well, that was the angle at San Antonio.
Well, the angle, yeah. Right. I didn't realize, okay, yeah.
Well, they're playing up the angle. Hideo Itami
is cleared.
Yeah, he said he'll be back.
Good for him.
So that should be interesting.
Bulk up that NXT roster.
Talking NXT, a couple friends of the show were given an opportunity to go down to the Performance Center.
That's amazing.
Rude Boy Riley and Mike Orlando.
And so, even Lance Anoa'i was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and Miss New York, I think, was there as well. So, and Teresa, yeah.
Well, congratulations to you guys. It's well deserved. Keep working hard.
Hope they get a shot. We'll see. It's tough. It's got to be fucking tough, bro.
Absolutely.
There's like 40 guys down there and girls doing the same fucking shit. So.
If it was easy, everyone would do it.
Very good point.
WWE isn't the best in the world for nothing.
That's true.
Kevin Kelly is done with Ring of Honor.
Yeah, crazy how that snowballed.
I don't
from like in like the span of like 3 months, Carino, Nigel, and fucking Kevin Kelly all gone.
I don't know what the reason was behind Kevin Kelly leaving.
I don't think it was anything crazy. I think it was just his contract was up. But
it's a shame.
There's still talk about him like doing like per deal shit like that. But yeah, it's nuts. Kevin Kelly was great. I don't know who that other guy is that they have doing the Women of Honor, but that's who the rumblings are that are gonna take the job. His name is like Ian something or other.
All right.
So
I can get behind that. Speaking of people leaving promotions, we have a fun story of people coming back. Past guest and friend of the show, Scott D'Amore, is returning to TNA.
Say what?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I want to say earlier today it was announced. So he'll be joining Jeff Jarrett and Dutch Mantel.
The band is back together again.
I mean, I didn't watch TNA Impact back when they were there, but I've heard nothing but good things about it. Not like it's going to go head-to-head with the WWE.
No, of course not.
But they produced a show worthy of watching.
You got but I don't know if Jeff Jarrett was back in power in these last round of tapings or whatever, but like he's now like the executive producer, which is basically like the Eric Bischoff equivalent, basically, from WCW. You got Dutch Mantel back there. You got Scott D'Amore back there. You got a decent little creative team of Tough Enough Big John, Gubrick, and Madison Rain and somebody else. So it's going to be interesting to see what TNA does going forward. I hope it works out.
Yeah, I think you'll get a better idea during the next tapings.
Right.
Because I feel like that stuff where they all came back was smack dab in the middle of the first taping.
Is Swoggle still around? Oh, we should have asked Tony. But
I didn't see him this week on Impact, but I think so.
Gotcha.
What else do I have? Oh, The Rock. How's this one for you, Kevin?
What, the movie?
Yes.
In the movies. That's fucking weird that they're doing it about someone they really can't stand. Paige?
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
She's still under contract. She was on Busted Open today with Alberto El Patron.
Did they promote the House of Glory show?
They did not.
Ooh, bad job. Bad job.
He was on to promote his offshoot MMA promotion, Combat Americano. They're running a show on the 16th, I think. And she was with him. So
they go everywhere. She goes with him everywhere.
Yeah. Well, she had her neck surgery. He maybe hinted at her being back in time for Mania, around Mania, after Mania.
Maybe he'll have a beer with her at House of Glory on the 18th.
Yeah, good luck getting near
her. She likes to party.
I know.
She could post up by the bar with me.
But I've heard some horror stories from Jersey All-Pro where she wants no part of anybody.
Yeah, but I'm not anybody. Kevin Joseph Garifo, motherfucker.
Fair enough. Well, The Rock's TV movie production company is going to make a movie about Paige and her family.
Yeah, what's their real last name? Like The Knight? Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently they're like fucking royalty over there.
They are. They're very
royal.
They're like the Hart family.
Does she have like brothers and sisters that work?
She has a brother and her parents worked, I believe.
Gotcha.
Her mother was a huge.
Her mother was a mutter.
Woman's wrestler. And her father was in the business for 20 plus years, but he never got the correct due. I thought when I heard it, because I was driving home from work listening to Busted Open, I thought it was going to be like a documentary.
About her collapse? The rise and fall of Paige?
No, about her her family.
Yeah.
Because that's what. The reason why he decided he wanted to do this movie was because he saw a UK documentary about the family.
I think the title of the movie is the same name as the documentary.
So I think it's going to be weird when they have actors playing these people.
Yeah, it's a movie.
I know. I just think it's weird. It's a weird movie for him to take on. I mean, I hope it's super successful, but
he's going to be in it too, from what I read.
Of course he is.
The Rock.
It's like Vince McMahon inserting himself in the XFL.
Yeah, but I mean, hopefully with The Rock, maybe this movie will actually have a legit theatrical release. I doubt it, but
I don't see. I mean, his name carries enough clout where I think
it's the biggest star in fucking Hollywood.
Yeah, seems like it, right?
Yeah,
he's in a fucking
the highest grossing at least. in the last year.
Keep making them shitty Fast and the Furious movies.
That'll do it. Ugh. Baywatch.
The one with Kevin Hart.
What is that? Cop Buddy
there
film?
There was a Cop Buddy one, and then there was one where he was fat in school, and he was skinny.
That's the Cop Buddy one, right?
Movie. Yeah, I think so.
He works for the CIA or something.
Something goofy like that. Elimination Chamber, you want to do some predictions?
Sure. What the fuck are the matches?
We have Nikki Bella versus Natty.
Oh, boy. I guess Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella all the way. Alexa Bliss versus Naomi.
Title match?
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss.
I like Naomi.
Nah.
She's been getting a lot of wins on that SmackDown. Tag Team Turmoil.
Hmm.
The Vaudevillains, Bree Zango, the Usos,
God,
Slater and Rhino,
damn it.
The Ascension, and
fucking Bree Zango.
The American Alphas.
It's American. I don't think they're...
I don't... they're fucking shit.
No, shit. They're not. American Alpha retains.
They need to go away.
No, they don't. How do they need to go away? They're fucking dope.
Just that promo alone is...
I couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's because they deleted it from the universe.
Oh.
Possibly. It was bad, Kev. I could care less. There's too many fucking tag teams.
That's not a bad thing.
That's too much.
Dude, do you remember back in like 87 and 88, they would do a 10 tag team Survivor Series elimination match.
It's Survivor Series. This is Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, but I'm saying there were just as many tag teams, if not more, back then than there are now.
But they were doing stuff with them. American
Alpha. They're in a match.
This is bullshit. This is throwing a bunch of shit.
They've been on TV every week. Granted, it's fucking agreed. It's not like the best shit in the world, but they have spots on TV every week.
I would rather see them defend the title each week against these teams.
Can't have a title match every week.
Sure you can. They're fighting champions.
Come on, man.
They're the fighting tag team champions.
You know better than that.
Well, let's fucking break the mold, man. Let's change it up. This fucking tag team turmoil bullshit is bullshit.
Granted, like I think we talked about it earlier, granted they have been doing a lot of like multi-team tag matches and 6-man or 8-man tags when the Hype Bros and the Vaudevillians and fucking nonsense.
Be gone with it all.
So you just want to eradicate tag team wrestling on SmackDown?
No, I just want them. I would be more invested in American Alpha versus the Usos feud.
Usos have run their course, I think.
Would you prefer to see a Breeze Zango?
I would if they were fucking not dressed up as fucking Super Fuzz or whatever the fuck that movie was.
Fucking strippers.
What?
Super Fuzz.
Is that what they were?
I don't
fucking What's the fucking
know.
Cop movie that had Reno 911?
Oh.
Those fuckers. They're fucking, they should call themselves Breezango 911.
Breezango 911.
But I like them both individually. It's just fucking brutal what they've done with them.
Ugh. Rough, man.
Never miss Zack Ryder more.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Emelina, she's going to be on Raw next week.
Finally.
Delicious titties, son.
She's my favorite. Ain't no koala bear. They announce any matches more on SmackDown here?
That's a good question. Cena, Miz, Ambrose, AJ, Baron, Wyatt in the Elimination Chamber.
This is the million-dollar question.
I'm going with Wyatt.
You're probably right. But I'm actually going to go the other way and go Orton.
All right. Well, Orton's not in it, so.
Oh, that's right. He's not in it. Fuck.
I should have let you keep that pick.
No. I forgot he wasn't in it.
He has his.
That's your dummy. Pick. That's your dummy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hit the button.
And his name is John C.
Oh, shit. I hit that.
Yeah, I didn't touch that.
Dummy, yeah.
And now it's for you.
That's it. That's me.
God, I guess it is Bray then. I thought that... I guess it is Bray.
A lot of moving parts to that feud.
Unless, what if they... Could they go, like, complete batshit crazy on us and put it on, like, Baron Corbin Bernstein?
Look, it's...
What about the Miz?
It's the Elimination... Oh. You're getting your mixed tag match. They're going to set the... So their oats on... On Elimination Chamber.
Hmm.
I'm sure they're doing something right now on SmackDown.
Let's see. I have the live coverage up right now.
Oh, live coverage.
Well, not live coverage. Live ongoing. Whatever the blog is that PW Insider does.
All right.
I don't know. We don't have to talk about that. That could be our throwback next week.
Throwback to SmackDown?
I guess Yeah, I guess it's got to be Bray. It's either Bray or Cena, right? So, yeah, I guess I just really hope that if Bray does win, he beats Randy Orton at WrestleMania. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
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 I would like that, too. I would like to see Bray get the title. I think he's due. I think he's ready. God, now I got the sniffles.
Oh, they just did Apollo Crews versus Dolph Ziggler on SmackDown.
Oh, come on.
And Apollo gets the clean win.
Ooh, they're gonna have a rematch that's got pre-show written all over it.
There's only four matches on the actual card. How could this already be pre-show?
Right now, there's only four matches.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that? That's a one
well,
of the
Elimination Chamber alone is like a 3-minute match.
Yeah, that's true. At least that.
I'm sure you're gonna get Becky Lynch, Mickie James. You're gonna get that one-on-one.
You're
match.
Gonna have three Divas matches on this fucking show.
Yeah.
Well, then one of them is getting moved to the pre-show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One of them motherfuckers.
Becky Lynch, Mickie James.
No, that won't be pre-show. If anything, it'll be the fucking... wow, it probably would, which is a fucking shame.
Wow, they literally have nobody. The whole SmackDown roster is essentially booked outside of Dolph Ziggler...
And Curt Hawkins.
Curt Hawkins, Apollo Crews, Kalisto, Mickie James, Becky Lynch. Who else?
Jack Swagger.
Is he on SmackDown?
Yeah. Who else is on SmackDown?
Who else is on SmackDown?
Everybody, man. That's the place to be. Who else is on SmackDown? That should be a fun game. You should have Jeopardy music. Let's play Who's on SmackDown. Oh, you have it. Beautiful. Jack Swagger. All the tag teams.
Mojo Rawley.
Mojo Rawley. Trying to think back to that battle royal.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole roster.
It's Curt Hawkins.
He can only be there once.
I mean, I guess we could just go to the page.
It's pretty fucked. We have like 4 minutes left, so.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked, no?
That's going to be a very, very slim card. That's why, like, SmackDown's the better show, but when they have their, like, own pay-per-view, it's rough reading the card that they put together.
You can get 8 to 10:30 out of that. Easy. And then throw a Holy Foley.
Yeah, you remember, though, when there were, like, at least 8 matches on a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
No, of course it's not like that anymore.
I don't like that.
Well, we are the Shining Wizards. ShiningWizards.com is the website. You can go there for our archives, past guests, previous episodes. We've hosted 8 WWE Hall of Famers. That number is growing every week when they announce new Hall of Fame members. We've had everyone, not everyone, but we've had a ton of people from the independent scene here in New Jersey, California, Texas, all over the place. We highlight the best in the world of professional wrestling. So check us out, ShiningWizards.com. You've listened to us on the Rant, rantemradio.com. Stay tuned for them. They're going to be on right after us.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to cover the Rollins and the Raw, and it'll be interesting to hear their take.
The Spirit Squad is still listed on the roster page.
There you go, the Spirit Squad. So check that out. Kevin, you have any comedy coming up?
No.
All right, Kevin doesn't have any comedy, but he has a Twitter at...
Kevin Garifo. Kevin, obviously the last name is G-A-R-I-F-O. So give me a follow.
And we're on the Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Give us a little check us out.
James Ellsworth.
I forgot James Ellsworth. Carmella?
Gonzo's Chicken. Camilla.
If you tried to watch us on Facebook Live, we apologize. I'll get that figured out hopefully before next week. We'll have Elimination Chamber next week. We'll have the fallout from SmackDown tonight, Raw. Who knows, whatever other happenings happen between now and then. We will leave you with this song because I want to.
Sure, it's as good a reason as any.
A little Bob Sapp time?
Now. Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Turn the volume real, real loud. I don't want to have to beat you up. 1, 2, 3. You look back a lot of truth.
Now that's fast. Oh, yeah.